This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 58 for July 24th, 2012. Today we're going to be talking about the Nexus 7. I got this last week, ordered it earlier in the month. The Nexus 7 is the latest tablet out by Android. And it's currently running the Jelly Bean OS, and it's had some accessibility improvements over Ice Cream Sandwich and earlier versions of Android. So I decided that I wanted to check it out. And we did an unboxing last week, and it went kind of well. We got the accessibility turned on after a little bit of work. And then we started playing around with the tablet a little bit, but I didn't get too far with the keyboard and setting up my Wi-Fi. I did mess around with that later on, and I did get the Wi-Fi set up. And I did find out that typing on the keyboard here on the Nexus is basically the same thing as touch typing on iOS. You run your finger over the keyboard, find the right letter, number, symbol, and then you let up on it, and it enters it. And then you go on to find the next, and the next, and the next, and so on. Alright, let's turn this thing on.
9:06 a.m. ringer 70%.
And unlock it.
Home screen 3.
There, and I actually got it unlocked. You run your finger from left to right across approximately the middle of the tablet, and I think you can also run your finger from the top all the way down to the bottom, and that'll unlock it as well. Let's just touch around here and I'll show you some things.
Wi-Fi signal full, battery 54%, 9:06.
And that's our status line.
My library new. Double tap and hold to long click.
And then in this upper part of the screen, you have what's on your home screen.
Home screen 3. Image 90. My library new. Home screen 3.
And that's all we're hearing. Let's see where we're at here.
Home screen 3 of 5. My library new. Image 90.
And I'm flicking here to the right.
Search.
There's our search field.
Voice search.
There's our voice search. I'll show you that here in just a bit.
Folder, Google.
Okay, and then now, okay, there's some folders.
Playbooks.
Okay, that's part of our apps that are installed.
Play magazines. Apps.
And there is our apps.
Play movies and TV. Play music. Play Store.
Yeah, and there's the Play Store. That's where you get your apps on Android.
Home screen 3.
Okay, and we've wrapped around. Now here on the bottom of the screen, no matter where you're at, kind of like on iOS, you have a couple of buttons.
Back.
Back.
Home.
Home.
Recent apps.
And recent apps. And you can get to those regardless of what you have running. So if I go into recent apps here. And it's very weird in ways. You know, I'll double tap on the screen sometimes and nothing will happen.
My library new. Recent apps. Five recent apps.
And I'll show you some examples of here where double-clicking on a control or a button actually activates something else. I have this problem in the Audible app, and I had some difficulties with it in the Notification Center as well.
Foursquare.
And here's our recent list of apps that have been opened.
Foursquare. Audible. Amazon MP3.
I don't understand why it shows those twice.
Amazon MP3. Google. Maps.
Kind of silly.
Maps. 11 recent apps. Foursquare.
And then those noises are indicating that we've wrapped around various parts of the list.
Home screen 3 of 5.
And I've learned a few other things here, such as a couple of the gestures that let you do certain things regardless of what screen you're on or what app you're in. One of these that comes in real handy is moving my finger up and to the right.
Home screen 3. 9/11 Tuesday, July 24th, 2012. System settings. Wi-Fi signal full. Battery 54%. 9/11. Wi-Fi signal full. Battery 54%. 9/11.
That takes us into the notification area and gives us the information on the top of the screen there, like the time and the Wi-Fi and the battery.
Screen will rotate automatically. Checkbox. Not checked.
Flick here.
System settings. Tuesday, July 24th, 2012, 2 wire 123.
Now, if we had notifications up here, like, you know, whether we got a new email or a text or an app was updated or whatever, there would be a button here when you're flicking around as well to clear your notifications. I had some problems with that. If I double tap on that, sometimes it would open up an app or somewhere else on the screen. And like I said, I'll show you that momentarily here on the Audible app. Let's see, what's our other gestures? If we run our finger down and to the right.
9/12 Tuesday, July 24th, 2012. 11 recent apps. 11 recent apps.
That does our recent apps. If I go up and to the left.
Home screen 3.
That's our home screen. It's like tapping on the home button. And if I run my finger down and to the left.
Home screen 3 of 5. Home screen 3 of 5.
That's equivalent to the back button.
My library new. Double tap and hold to long click. Double tap and hold to long click. Image 90.
I'll show you one of the new things I've learned. Doing the voice searches on here is pretty interesting.
My library new. Home screen 3. Play Store. Play Music. Play Movies and TV apps. Play Magazine. Play Books. Folder, Google. Voice Search. Google. Tap mic to start speaking.
What is the forecast for Akron?
Menu button. Tap mic to start speaking.
What is the forecast for Akron?
Tap mic to start speaking.
I'll tap you. What is the forecast for Akron? See, and these are real inconsistencies here on the device that really kind of irritate me.
Tap Mick to start speaking. Menu button. Tap Mick to start speaking. Menu button. List showing two items. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2. Settings. Help. List showing two items.
Let's try this again.
Back. Google. Back. Home. Home screen 3.
Let me try this again.
My library new. Search.
Come on.
Search. Voice search. Google.
What is the forecast for Akron?
Here's the forecast for Akron.
And you're not going to tell me? You're just going to sit there and act like a fool? Now, when I did this a little bit ago, it told me the forecast. I'm going to show you another problem that we have with the Nexus.
Akron, Ohio, partly cloudy, 6 miles per hour, 30%, 78, 2 wet, foo free, 84, 88, 88, 82, 63, 72, 70, 64.
Doesn't it just read that wonderfully? Now, can you make any sense of that?
Google web results.
Now, when we get down into the web results here and start flicking.
Web content.
It just hangs. I'm flicking to the right. See, and then it comes back up around, but it never speaks the web content, or at least most of the time it doesn't.
Edit box, what is the forecast for Akron? Web content.
So come back up through there. And it's not speaking anything.
Akron, Ohio, partly cloudy, 6 miles per hour, 30%, 78, 2 wet, foo free, 84, 88, 88, 82, 63, okay, 72, 70, 64.
But still, it just lumps it all together. And you really can't make heads or tails out of it. I'm try another search here.
Tap to speak button. Akron, Ohio,
where
partly
is
cloudy,
the
6 miles
Mexican
per hour,
restaurant?
30%, 78, 2 wet, foo free, 84. Tap to speak button.
Where is the nearest Mexican restaurant?
Getting directions.
Okay, so now it's going to get directions for us. It won't speak
alert
this automatically,
W,
but
alert
if I,
directions.
But if I flick down through here now.
Directions. Image 19. List showing 5 items.
You see that Google hasn't really done a great job here. You've got unlabeled buttons on the home screen and in their apps and stuff. And, you know, really, if they took accessibility as serious as Apple did, there wouldn't be all these image this and image that's on their apps. I can understand that on third-party apps, but not their apps.
Via E. Wilbeth R.D. and S. Arlington Street, 1.2 Me 3 Min. Driving. Image 39. From Hamel Street.
And now it knows I'm on Hamel Street. Earlier when I did this, I thought I was the next street over on Row, but I'm down here in the basement. And it's probably using Wi-Fi to determine my location. I know this has a GPS chip in it, Then I don't know if it's active or not.
To El Rincon Mexican Restaurant, 1485 South Arlington Street, Akron, Ohio, 44306.
Restaurant to here?
Head south on Hamel Street toward E. Wilbeth RD 167 FT.
And it's really not 167 feet to Wilbeth Road, but it's at least giving us, you know, the right direction.
Take the first left onto E. Wilbeth RD 0.6 me. Turn right onto S. Arlington Saint. Destination will be on the left 0.6 me. El Rincon Mexican Restaurant, 1485 South Arlington Street, Akron, Ohio 44306.
And there you go.
Edit box, search maps. Voice search. My location. Voice search.
Try and double tap on this voice search again and see if I can think of something else to ask it that it might be able to answer.
Google search, image 57.
Who do the Cleveland Indians play today?
Searching for W. Alert results, who do the Cleveland Indians play today? Search results. Results, who do the Cleveland Indians play today?
And I'm flicking.
Image 46. List showing 7 items. Distance. Price. Rating. Add your chance to win www.facebook.com/degree progressive field 2004. Progressive Field 2401 Ontario Street 2357 Reviews $$$ Major League Baseball Cleveland Browns Kansas City Royals New York Yankees First Pitch Hilton Garden in Hilton Garden in Cleveland Downtown 1100 Carnegie Avenue 8 Reviews Progressive Field Great American Grill Great Lake Science The Ritz-Carlton Cleveland 1515
and
West 3rd Street 6 Reviews Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Great Lake Science Afternoon
really
T-Loans Arena Quicken Loans
Maybe I didn't do it well
Hilton Garden in Cleveland Cleveland Brown search results edit box who do the Cleveland Indians play today
you see the voice recognition got it right
clear query my location directions my location clear query edit box search maps
Let me go. Let me try this again.
Home.
Maybe it's because...
Double tap to activate. Home. Home screen 3.
I was in maps in the first place.
Search. Voice search. Google.
Who do the Cleveland Indians play today?
The Indians are playing the Tigers today at 7:05 p.m.
That's cool. That is really cool. I haven't messed with this a whole lot, but it is pretty fun.
Tap to speak button.
Let's see if I can do something like ask it what the Cleveland Indians win-loss record is, or win what is their standings. What is the Cleveland Indians standings?
Web content. Tap to speak button.
How many games have the Cleveland Indians won this season? might be a little too complicated.
Web content.
And of course it could be here and it's just not speaking it.
Edit box. How many games have the Cleveland Indians won this season? Tap to speak button. Menu button. Web. Images. Places. News. More. Web content. Menu button.
See, and it gets to this part and it just kind of hesitates there, and then all of a sudden you hear go click, 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 you know, for all the flicks I did. And it's kind of weird.
Web. Images. Places. News. Images. Web. Menu button. Tap to speak button.
Let's see, what else could we ask it? Who is the President of the United States?
The President of the United States of America is Barack Obama.
Hey, there you go. If you didn't know that, you can ask Google or whatever we call this thing. It's not Siri. But it does work, interestingly, pretty well.
Folder,
all right.
Google.
Let me show you one thing I'm definitely having a problem with, and maybe somebody can help me here.
Image 48. My library new. Home screen 3. Play Store. Play Music. Play Movies and TV. Apps. Home. Showing item 3 of 5.
We'll go into Apps.
Apps. Widgets. Shop. Amazon MP3. Audible.
Let's go into Audible.
List showing 10 items.
Okay, and we are in our list of books.
Loggins World Unabridged by William Nolan narrated. Last Stranger in a Strange Land Unabridged by Robert A. Heinlein. Stranger in a Strange Land Unabridged. Stranger in a Strange Land Unabridged Part 2, 837, 0.
Tap on this particular book, I think it'll go in it.
Download button.
Right, and then we get a download button. Now watch what happens. Go back here.
Home. Apps.
Oops.
Widgets. Apps.
Shoot.
Wallet. Voice search. Talk. Settings. Play Store. Play Music. Play Movies and TV. Play Magazines. Play Oops. Books. People. Navigation. Messenger. Maps. Local. Latitude. Google Plus. Google. Gmail. Gallery. Foursquare. Email. Earth. Downloads. Currents. Clock.
There's faster ways to do this.
Chrome. Calendar. Calculator. Audible. Shop button. Showing items 1 to 10 of 136. Factoring Humanity Unabridged by Rob button. Illegal Alien Unabridged by Robert. Factoring button. Illegal Alien Unabridged button. Triggers Unabridged by Robert Sawyer narrated by Jeff Woodman 1123
list.
Button. The Hunger Games Unabridged by Suzanne Collins.
Okay, let's say I want to listen to The Hunger Games. So I'm on it and I'll double tap here in the middle of the screen.
Home screen 3.
And it actually took me out of the app.
My library new.
This is the problem I'm having with Audible, and I do not understand if it's just something I'm doing wrong or something is wrong with TalkBack. If I go up in the upper part of the list and go into a book, I can download it. If I go down here towards the bottom, and I think Hunger Games was the last of that list, and I double tap on it, it just goes out of the app. And I've seen this happen in other things as well. Like I said, it happened on the clear notifications. I would double tap on it, and it would do something else once it brought up Foursquare. So I don't know if this is just things that I'm doing wrong. And that could be. I don't know very much about Jelly Bean, and I'm kind of learning as I go. But maybe somebody that knows more than I do about it can tell me.
Image 48. My library new. Home screen 3. Play Store.
Let's go into the Play Store real quick.
Play Store. Google Play.
This is where you purchase your apps.
My apps.
You know, go into My Apps.
Showing items 1 to 9 of 22.
You've purchased.
More options button. Installed all. List showing 9 items. Up to date 17. Amazon MP3 by Amazon Mobile LLC. Audible for Android by Audible, Inc. Chrome by Google Inc. Foursquare by Foursquare. Gmail by Google Inc. Google Currents by Google Inc. Google Earth by Google Inc. Google Korean IME by... Navigate up. My apps. Search Google Play. More options button. Installed all.
And then we ramped back around. And the weird thing here is it does not show me apps that I have purchased but I haven't installed. And if I go to the Play Store on the PC, I can see the apps that I have purchased but not installed. I haven't figured that out on here quite yet.
Back. Apps. Music. Magazines. Movies and TV. Books.
Now I have a $25 credit on here. And sometime I'll have to start spending it.
Games. The Dark Knight Rises by Gameloft. The Dark Knight in Action and Adventure.
Yeah, and these are some of the apps in the Play Store.
Bye. Navigate home. Google Play.
See, and that's weird. You're going down through there, and it says a little bit of it, and then it just goes on to whatever. I don't understand some of this. I don't really like some of it, but I guess it just takes getting used to.
My apps.
Yeah, we've wrapped around.
Search Google Play. Edit box. Search Google Play.
Find.
Voice search. My apps. More options button. Apps, music, magazines, games.
Let's go in here.
List showing 8 items. Navigate up. TV. My movies and TV. Search Google Play. More options button. Categories featured top TV shows. Breaking Bad in AMC. Downton Abbey in PBS. Covered Affairs in USA. Sesame Street in PBS. Suits in USA. Damages in Audience Network. Navigate up. TV. My movies and TV. Search Google Play. More options button.
See, now that said TV, music, and apps, it must just mean specifically to TV and movies.
Back. apps, music, magazines, TV, and apps.
Okay, let's go in here.
List showing 8 items. Navigate up. Apps. My apps. Search Google Play. More options button. Categories featured top. Staff picks for tablets, games, editors. Utter app by Ace Mule. Staff picks for tablets. Games. Editors single quote choice. Flight track by Mobiata. Futurama head in a hyphen jar creator by MTV Networks. Navigate up. Apps. My apps.
Well, you sure don't see much here. I don't understand this.
Search Google Play.
You know, like you do this in the App Store on iOS. You've got all these categories, and you go down through lists, you know, as deep as you want.
More options button.
See what I'm doing here.
Categories featured top. Staff picks for tablets, games, and categories featured top paid.
Okay, we're in top paid.
Staff picks for tablets, games, editors, single quote choice. Utter app by Ace Mule. Staff picks for tablets. Games.
There's games.
Editors single quote choice. Flight track by Mobiata. Futurama head in a hyphen jar.
See, now, as far as I'm concerned, this really sucks. Because, like I said, when you do this in the App Store on iOS, you've got all kinds of stuff to look at. And here, it's like you almost have nothing to look at.
Navigate up. Apps. Okay. My apps.
My apps.
Search Google Play. More options button.
I mean, who wants to just search and search and search? I don't always know what I want to search for. Sometimes I just want to look. Let me go into this more options button.
List showing 3 items. Accounts. Settings. Help.
Not in there. So I don't know. You tell me. It's not intuitive. And that's my complaint about a lot of the stuff here on the Android. A lot of it just isn't, to me, very intuitive.
List showing 3 items. Accounts. Back. Play Store. Navigate up. Apps.
In apps, it's just where we're at. If I tap on that. Yeah.
My apps. Search Google Play. More options button. Apps, music, magazines, movies, and TV, books, games. TV in.
There's TV.
Apps.
Apps, where we were.
Music.
Music.
Magazines.
Magazines.
Movies and TV.
Movies and TV.
Books. Games. The Dark Knight Rises by Gameloft.
Okay, and we're back
The Dark Knight in action and adventure.
Just these couple of games.
Bye. Navigate home.
You know, that's just really strange. Why can't you just get a nice big list of apps to look at, different categories, and, you know, choose from them? To me, this looks like the only way you can do it is if you tell it to search for something. And to me, that just doesn't work.
Google Play. My apps.
Okay. But I just kind of wanted to show you where I was going with this so far. And I'm still trying to learn things. I'm probably doing things wrong. So just because I say you can't do something here could mean that I just can't do it. I'm trying to keep an open mind about it. I try not to compare it too much to Apple. But, you know, I do fall back on that. Especially when I can't figure things out like this. So, but I will do more of these as I learn what I'm doing, hopefully. People have asked me you know, are you going to keep it? Yeah, I'm going to keep it. I want to give it time. Like Ranger said today on Twitter, you know, Jelly Bean's only been out a month. You know, let people get used to developing with it and things like that. We'll see what happens. And, you know, accessibility should hopefully continue to get better. But there are some glaring issues, at least for me. And I know Liam has seen these. I know James Scholes has seen these. And so it's not just me. I know the web content thing's an issue that multiple people are having. And, you know, so I'm going to keep working with it. And I'll keep you informed. And if you hear something I'm doing wrong, definitely let me know. On Twitter, you can get a hold of me there at Rickster the Geek. And by email, you can get a hold of me there at the Blank Geek Zone. And it's R Harmon, R A. Let me do that again. Jeez, Rick, learn to talk. R H A R M O N at blind-geek-zone.net. So, if you'd like to comment, please free feel to do so. I'd love to have your comments. All right, thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll get another one of these out pretty soon, as soon as I learn some more tricks. And if I find out what I'm doing wrong with Audible and some of these other apps, I'll do some reviews of that. I'd like to get Audible running on here so I could read some books. All right, I will talk to you again real soon.